It is time for sports and for me to sing a brand new song. Wow. There go the Yankees out of the race. There goes the Yankees out of the race. They go to Boston. 1-14 was the score last night for the New York Yankees out of the race. We've got the Yankees. Yeah, good morning, Mike.
Now that you chased everybody away, it's my turn. Hold on one second.
Left field, way back there, out of here! Grand slam, Mookie Betts. What a night for the Red Sox and Mookie Dow's long distance. Grand slam, all Red Sox here tonight, 14-1.
Mike.
The Yankees found out how to score 1 point in a football game. They lost 14-1 last night.
So now tell me, how long do you think the manager's going to last?
If they get swept, he'll be gone by Friday.
Yeah, I think so. I just think he's in over. You know, folks, you could laugh about Joe Torre having all the talents and being a good manager, but...
But here's the thing.
Yeah.
This team's nowhere near as talented as Joe Torre's team.
They're more
talented. The media built this team up to be a juggernaut, which it's not.
They're more talented than they're performing.
That they're not. You got Neil Walker playing second base. He's a Met reject. Okay, you got Aaron Judge, who got three hits last night, but he's not performing well in his rookie year. You ever hear of the rookie jinx? Stanton was playing in Miami, like I've been saying all along, where there's absolutely no pressure, and for the first time in his life, he's playing under pressure. Gary Sanchez, technically in his second year again, he's hitting 56. The best player on the team that I've been saying for 3 years is Gregorius. He's going through nothing. And he's hitting the heck out of the ball. And your next four players are named Austin, Andujar, Romine, and Robinson. Now, these people that are supposed to scare a pitching staff, the Yankees are an overrated team. And the strength of this team is their bullpen. Their bullpen comes in when their starters pitch terrible and just throw gasoline on the fire. This team's nowhere near as talented as Joe Torre's team. And believe me, I'm no Joe Torre fan when it comes to his managing abilities. This team is way overrated.
All right. Well, we'll see. I think
you got another 150 games to go. The Yankees should win at least 85.
I look at it this way. They get swept in Boston. They'll have a new manager.
Oh, if they get swept in Boston, I would not be surprised. But here's the thing. If they get swept in Boston and they fire Boone, well, it's not only Boone's fault. Who else's fault is it?
GM.
And he's never going to admit he's wrong to anything.
Girardi's the only
thing that might save him.
Girardi's looking pretty good right now, isn't he?
There's no way in God's world that Girardi's coming back and coach this team.
No, but I mean, he's looking pretty good now, isn't he, as a manager?
Well, yeah, but trust me, this team's not as good as everybody thinks it is.
I don't think it's as good as everybody thinks it is, but it's a much better team than it showed in the first 11 games of the season.
Not when your catcher, who's supposed to be the number three stud on the team, is hitting 56.
All right.
This guy should be sent to the minor leagues. I don't care who he is. He can't hit the side of a barn with a handful of rice.
All right. Where are we going in sports now?
Crosstown. The Mets playing the lowly Miami Marlins. We're losing this game late, and a couple of home runs tie it up, and then Cespedes, who looked terrible all night, comes up in the ninth inning, gets a double, puts two runs on the board, and the Mets beat a team that they should beat. They beat Miami 8-6. It was ugly. DeGrom didn't pitch well, but they find a way to beat the Miami Marlins, who are a glorified double-A team. Thank you very much, Derek Jeter. And they continue on their way. I think the Mets are 9-1, as well as the Red Sox being 9-1. So, and it's funny how you listen to these crackpots on TV, and they continue to say, "Oh, the Mets are on their great. This is the Mets' best start ever." Well, guess what? They were 8-1 yesterday, and it was their best start. They're 9-1 today. Do you think anything changed? As long as they continue to win, it's going to be the best start they ever had. Same thing with the Red Sox. Red Sox lost opening day to Tampa Bay and haven't lost since.
Don't look now,
but the Yankees are 5 games behind in the loss column already. Yeah, I know they only played 10 games, people, but Would anybody in the middle of March said that the Yankees would be 5-6 and 5 games behind the first place team in the American League East?
No.
I don't think you would have found anybody to say that.
No, nope, nobody. Not a person. Not a one. All right, so now
and my preseason dark horse Pirates continue to win. They're 8-2, 4-0 on the road.
There you
go. They got the bats to carry them. They have a better lineup than the Yankees.
Yankees, come on.
Oh, man, people, they must be getting the cyanide pills out.
All right, I've understood that. You know those new nets they put up along in Major League Baseball parks?
There's on just, the sides, yeah.
They're stringing them on the bridges in New York.
they have those already. When they do construction, they have the safety net so nothing falls in the water, but now they put them up so there's no people falling in the water.
They put up bigger ones. That's right.
and it continues today. The Yankees go up. Well, they're not going up. They're still up in Boston. And this is a chance for them to win. Tanaka's pitching, bad elbow and all, for the last 3 years against David Price. And David Price has been notorious in throwing out stinkers when the Boston Red Sox need him. And if the Red Sox win tonight, man, it looks real bad in Yankeeville, and Price is the guy to do it. I would say the Yankees are going to win tonight.
Well, I would say they better win tonight. Otherwise, Aaron Boone's going to have the shortest tenure of a manager in a long, long time.
Here's the thing. If they get rid of Boone, who are they going to get?
I have no idea. I have no idea. But
maybe they'll get that shiny-toothed guy up in the broadcast booth that thinks he's the smartest person in the world since Einstein with his eight-ball theory. You know who I'm talking about.
No, who?
Alex Rodriguez.
Oh.
That would be the biggest mistake in God's history.
It would be interesting.
To say the least. Would his girlfriend be sitting in the front row next to the dugout every night?
Probably.
Oh, what a show that would be. And they said Ringling Brothers was retired. Wow, imagine that. You go from the stink of the Giants and the Jets season, the Rangers and the Knicks and the Nets, and now you've been waiting for the Yankees since they signed Stanton in November, and they start the season 5-6. Yeah, they better put those nets up around the bridges.
Yeah, I tell you, it's tough. It's tough out there, Mike. It's tough out there.
You're not telling
tough,
me
tough
anything.
To be in-
I know exactly how tough it is. That's why I give the honest broadcast in the morning. People don't realize how tough it is. It's tough, man. It's tough. Baseball's a tough sport.
It's tough to be a New York fan when you got to count on the Mets. It's tough.
Well, thank. Who would ever thought that on April 11th you're saying thank God for the Mets? Never. But hey, they're winning. They're beating the teams in front of them. It doesn't matter if they're the Double A Marlins. It doesn't matter who they are. You can only play who's on the schedule. They're winning, and you got to take your hat off to them. You don't know how long it's going to last, but enjoy it while it's going. And you never know.
That's exactly right. You got to enjoy it while it's there.
You never know. That's why I'm relishing this Yankee start, because sooner or later they're going to start winning. So I'm just enjoying the moment.
Okay. What else do we have in sports?
I don't know. I was so tied up with that last night. I don't know what else is going on. It was great.
I said before you came on board first thing this morning, so I said, yeah, we've got our normal cast of characters coming up. Mike Cosio will be here. I said, we'll have a little bit of sports, but we'll have a whole lot of Yankee bash.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about it.
Oh, goodness. Well, there's not much to do. Well, there is with the Yankees
Stanley
playing.
Cup starts.
Well, yeah, but before it starts, though, without that, what else is there to talk about? You have to talk about how bad the Yankees are playing. I mean, there's nothing else in sports really to talk.
Well,
I mean,
you
that tops it.
The thing is, you heard all winter how great this team is. You heard all winter how great they are. And they start the season 5-6, and they get beat by 2 touchdowns the first day they play the Red Sox. You have to talk about it. It's the number one story in sports everywhere today.
All right, so there's nothing else to talk about in sports.
Well, yeah, I just said the Stanley Cup starts.
Yeah, well, who do you think?
Stands the Rangers. The Devils start up tomorrow night against Tampa Bay. Tonight there's 3 games. The Flyers play Pittsburgh for some local action, and the upstart expansion team from Las Vegas starts their quest for the Cup tonight as well. So there we go. Avon's back. And so the Stanley Cup starts today, April 11th, and will probably be done about 2 months from today.
All right. We'll check with you tomorrow.
Have a great day. Go see what the Avon lady wants.
Okay. Take care, Mike. Mike Causey with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club.